the gain in convenience for a year would far outweigh the loss of one day's milk. And I should bear that in mind while I'm pouring water on my Wheaties this morning. Now, if you must pay a price to avoid being vulnerable to the bullies, the thieves, the scoundrels, the liars, and others who would harm you if they could, don't mutter about it. It is simply the price you pay in the real world for what you want, safety. You will have to pay a price for everything you want in this world, and to expect any of it to be free and thereby your right is, of course, a great mistake. It is not in keeping with reality as it is. Everything has a price in resources. What you want to find is the way to get the most for the least resources, not to try to assert that you ought to have it without any expenditure on your part whatsoever. And this applies to frauds also. If you act upon a man's word and then find out that he lies, realize that you knew all along that there were liars in this world and that it is you who chose to accept this man's word. You could have prevented your loss by demanding some greater proof before accepting his word, or perhaps getting insurance on it or some other alternative. But you were the one who decided to accept his word as he gave it to you. The same thing applies to the bumbling or inefficiencies of others. In every case, recognize the extent of your vulnerability before acting. There's no value in cursing the actions of others after the fact, because that doesn't contribute anything to your well-being. The first line of protection is to keep your property out of the reach of the would-be thief or anyone who would harm you in any way. It is far more sensible to make it impossible for the thief to steal than it is to be able to prove later that what he took was really yours. As a matter of fact, it is more sensible to avoid the thief than it is to even be capable of defending yourself against him, because this is going to cost you more than avoiding him. So, for the moment, I would set up the simple formula that avoidance is better than defense, and defense is better than retribution, restitution, or revenge. To have to avoid the bad is not an inconvenience, because you have no claim on anyone. You cannot demand that anything involving anyone else be done the way you want it to, because each person is going to contribute to that situation what he chooses to be. Therefore, it's nothing more than simple insurance to pay the price of not being in a position where the bad can get at you. But if you do it this way, it has a further advantage. If you get in the position where they can't even touch you, then the bad becomes a much more impersonal factor in your life, if you have avoided it rather than repelled it. The bad doesn't become represented by particular human beings. You know that bad people exist in the world. You don't have to go out and search out and count them up. You don't have to investigate a large group of people to find out that there is such a thing as bad people. You know they exist, so protection is called for. But once you have protected yourself by avoiding vulnerability against all the bad people in the world, against anyone who might want to harm you, you no longer have an interest in knowing who the bad people are. This is no longer important to you. Of course, you will become aware of some bad people as you evaluate individuals entering your life to determine whether or not you want to associate with them. You'll come across some bad people. But once having made the judgment that this individual cannot contribute anything positive to my life, whether it is because he's bad or just simply neutral, there is no point to concerning myself anymore with the nature of him and his possible badness. I know that bad people exist. I know that they are not to be associated with. But what further point is there in even thinking about them? They are negative elements. They contribute in no way to your happiness. Once you arrange your life in such a way that they cannot approach you directly and cause you unhappiness, you're no longer vulnerable to them, don't use any of your limited resources concerning yourself with them. Your sole concern is in maximizing the good, positive elements that exist in your life, those that can increase your happiness. If a bad element should get in through a leak in your protection, then of course you will want to pay the price, patch up the leak as fast as possible, and be sure you've set aside a cushion to cover such mistakes that you will inevitably make throughout the course of your life. But it will do no good for you to concentrate on the bad element and dissect it and analyze the nature of its badness. It adds nothing to your life to point out the badness to others, because others will have to choose for themselves, acting from their own standards. Only if they ask your advice is there any value to you in telling them what you know. And the most important factor is that if your protective devices are good, you will know very little about the bad people, because you will have had very little contact with them. When a man tells me of a whole list of terrible things that someone has done to him, I can't help but wonder how this man has allowed himself to be vulnerable over and over and over again to this same bad